I guess so, yeah. You know, there's been a couple of times where we've been able to do that, and in this game it was a big play, you know, with the one to Mike especially, where we were able to hit that one. And yeah, I think that comes with us just playing with each other too, you know, comes with, you know, knowing the routes, knowing route concepts, you know, not pointing him into another route, you know, those kind of things, all those kind of things. So we're all just growing. So it was good to see us do it finally in a game. And you know, we actually had a few times where that instances where that happened at practice today. So it's good.
You mentioned part of it is you guys knowing each other, but don't you also have to be very cognizant of what's going on the back end of the defense?
Absolutely, you got to know what coverage they're in. You know, you got to know. There's always someone around. You know, so the windows aren't going to be too big, but you know, you got to know what they're doing, and you got to see the guy that was covering him. You know, was. You know, he was looking at me, and he was looking at Mike, and when he was looking at Mike, I was able to point, and Mike was able, you know, to break it off just as the guy was looking back at me. So it just happened, you know, at a really good time, too, you know, to where we could have a big play.
Said after the or going into the second San Diego game that you were looking forward to it because it was the first time you'd played a team twice in a year,
yeah.
And you'd have that body of stuff film to work on. And as it turned out, you didn't move the ball the second time as well as you did the first. So was there anything you learned from that process of playing a team twice you think that you can carry over to this one?
You know, like I said after that game, you know, they'll try and show something and bring something different off of it, or they'll try and show you the exact same look and bring something different off of it. You know, they'll find a way, you know, obviously to make things, you know, work, things that they like, they're going to do those things. You know, that's what I learned from San Diego. Now this being, you know, Coach Sutton and a different, you know, monster that we're dealing with, you know, he could be totally different. You know, he can come out and do something else. You never know in the NFL, you know, but, you just got to trust your coaching and trust, you know, like the veterans in your room, that have done this before, you know, and see what they have to say on those kind of things. But I would take away from it that the nicest thing about doing that is playing, you know, you've seen the personnel before. You know what matchups are good. You know what matchups, you know, maybe are in their favor. You know, those are the good things that you need to know that you don't really have to think about as much. You know, it just kind of comes naturally.
You talked the other day about being able to control the defense with your eyes, with your shoulders, things like that. How has that learning process been for you? Obviously, you didn't have to do as much of that in college, as what you're doing now. Like how's that gone?
Yeah, I mean, I would do it in college just because, you know, obviously, you know, I was taught that, you know, I was taught those things, but, you know, it's on steroids, obviously, in the NFL. you're not just moving safeties, you're moving linebackers. You know, you can you know, keep your eyes inside for corners to overlap and go outside. You know, just little things I'm learning just about the game. And, you know, it's been cool to learn, you know, because, you know, your eyes can dictate a lot of, you know, throws being open. You can help yourself out a lot, especially in, you know, zone coverages and all those things. So, you know, it's been nice to be able to progress and do it in games, not just practice. You know, it shows that, you know, Flip and Ole are really working hard with me and it's sticking.
Have you found that as a rookie quarterback, I mean, obviously they're trying to confuse you all they can. Mm. How many opponents try to get into your head? Like taunting or talking, or does it? It must happen some.
You know, I always talk a lot too. You know, I talk a lot. Not, but I'm not rude about it. I'm not rude about it. I do talk back though. I'm kind of passionate when I play football. If we haven't noticed yet, but you know, they don't really. I mean, it's the NFL. You know, guys will say stuff, but you know, it's more funny than, you know, serious and throw you off your game kind of thing. You know, obviously I won't repeat what some of the guys have said, but they definitely say things. But, you know, for the most part, it's kind of like one big brotherhood that we're just, you know, we're beating each other up every Sunday.
You've played, obviously, in some loud environments. You played the Seahawks earlier. Arrowhead can be difficult. Like, what's the key to kind of still being able to execute in those types of environments?
Yeah, so you know, it's nice to be able to play at a place like Seattle, where, you know, I guess these two are the loudest stadiums in the NFL. You know, so you have to be ready for it. You know, it's something that, you know, you practice, like your silent cadences and different hand signals and different things like that, just to you know, make sure that we can execute at a high pace, high level. You know, I thought that, you know, especially in Seattle, I thought we did a good job in and out of the huddle. You know, that's something that we have to do this week. We have to get back in and out of the huddle really good, really quick with a good tempo. We got to play with a good tempo, You know, because the noise can and it can be a factor, especially if you let it. For us, we just gotta, do the best that we can and preparing for it.
There's a certain amount of things you kind of check off as your first, your first touchdown pass, first whatever. Now first road win, is that the one that's foremost in your mind?
That's the next one. That's the next one, because that's the opportunity that we have this week. Yeah. I absolutely. I'm looking forward to this one. Obviously, I know how physical they are. We played them. I know how I felt. After that game, and I know what to expect. Very physical defense. Nothing but props to them. They're talented all over the place. And before anything, I want to make sure that we're all praying for Eric Berry too. That's serious. That's real life. And I want to make sure that I extend that too. My wife and I will definitely be praying for him, because that's serious, that's real life. So we wish him the best.